4.50.
The dragons asked Guy a lot of questions. For example, they asked him how much he was going to sell the bottle for, which was £4.99, and how much it cost him to make. Guy explained that at the moment it was costing him £1 to make each bottle, but that if he could make them in bigger quantities, it would only cost 50p. The dragons also asked how many he had sold so far, to which he answered 340. In the end, they decided that they weren't interested. Their main reason was that they thought that you could always use any empty water bottle and refill it. You don't need to buy one specially. So they couldn't believe that it would ever make any money.
The dragons were impressed by Kirsty's presentation, and they immediately asked to try the dessert. They liked it, although one of them thought it didn't really taste like ice cream, more like frozen yogurt. Kirsty explained that her dessert wasn't supposed to taste like ice cream, and that was why she had called it a frozen dessert. They also asked her how much fat there was in it, and she said less than 3%. In the end, to Kirsty's delight, they decided to invest £65,000 in Kirsty's business because they thought that there was definitely a market for her product. And since then? Kirsty's frozen desserts are now sold in two of the biggest UK supermarket chains, Waitrose and Sainsbury's. She also has a website with recipes, interviews, and all sorts of information about nutrition.
Although the dragons didn't invest in it, Guy's Aquatina is also doing well. It has its own website, and it's on sale in several UK shops and online.